This is Vectis Radio.
Now, just remind me, Shirley, what day is it?
Wednesday. All day.
And, Wednesday all day. And we've got, let's just crank this microphone because it might struggle over there because there's two of them on one mic. We have Josh.
All right.
Right. And we also have, we also have Max as well.
Hello.
See, much better.
Yeah.
Much better.
Hello.
Okay, today's lunchtime social debate. I was toying with the idea of not doing one at all and just sort of putting on a repeat and just going out and sitting outside because it is that hot. But in true British style...
We carry on.
Mm. You know, stiff upper lip and all that, and we carry on. And I just thought... I went for a walk yesterday, as I normally do, to walk off my big tea that the wife would normally cook, except for yesterday it was salad. Again. So... Went for a walk and I saw some, you know, I obviously the beginnings of the apples hanging over someone's garden, and I thought, a couple of months' time, be back there, nick a couple of those apples. And I thought, yeah, because that's what you used to do. Mm. You used to go and scrump. You used to do all of those things. But we don't do them anymore, do we? I'm just going to move your, we're just going to move your microphone down because I didn't realise you was that short. There you go. Is that better? Yeah, we've got one or two issues in the studio. We've just built a new studio and we're just having a few teething problems. We're just, making the adjustments as we go along.
Okay. Am I okay now?
Yeah, you're okay now. I can hear you now. Yeah, yep. Sounds great.
I thought.
I was just thinking, things that we don't do anymore. Scrumping.
Yeah, but I don't think they do.
And I thought to myself, I'll ask people of a certain age today what they thought scrumping was. And... can you remember what young man that was with us in the last hour, Toby? Can you remember what you thought scrumping was?
He said you get a Brillo pad, put some Marmite on it.
Yeah. Bake it in the oven. And then you throw it at people.
And you throw it at people.
I don't know how and why you got to
that
theory.
Where he got that from, I don't know, Ian.
But then I said exactly the same thing to you guys. I said, what is scrumping? And be honest, you've now checked it out, but what did you think it was?
Something to do with scrubbing. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Just get a little bit closer to that microphone. Remember, you've got to be a couple
something
of inches
about away. Scrubbing. I'm
so
not
you,
sure.
So you thought it was scrubbing. Any ideas, Josh?
I had no idea what it was.
No idea at all?
No.
So it's kind of,
actually, it's stealing, really, Ian.
Yes. Oh. Well, you've looked it up since then. Can you tell us the technical term?
Stealing fruit from a orchard field.
Stealing fruit from an orchard field. You will have to get close to that microphone.
Yeah.
And every time you talk into it, you will have to be close, like that close, all right? Otherwise, it sounds like you're in another room. We could put you in another room if you want. Might be easier. It might be cooler as well. So stealing. It's stealing fruit. And yes, you're absolutely right. We used to steal fruit.
Yeah. But my wife, we didn't look at it like that then.
No, we just called it scrumping.
Yeah.
So it amounts to the same thing, but technically... we just thought it was scrumping. We thought it was all right. My wife said to me yesterday, she said, well, that's stealing from an orchard. And I said, oh, no, we didn't steal from orchards. We used to steal from back gardens.
Anywhere.
Anywhere that had an apple tree, a plum tree. Greengages were nice.
Yes.
Gooseberries were all right.
Anything, yeah.
Blackberries, I mean, they're on every hedge. Where's the excitement there?
Yeah.
No excitement there at all. But we used to know where all the apple trees... me and my mate, Shane Chessel, used to know where all the apple trees were. And during the period of summer holidays, you know that that's where they were at their most juiciest.
Did your mum tell you to go and get some apples?
Yes, one year she did.
My mum
and Shane's mum said, go and get... you know, we stupidly went out. And not too far away from here is Broadlands... and they used to have some really big apple trees there. And because it was a business place, but it was nothing at all to do with the apples used to just fall from the tree and they just rot and they would just get wasted. So we thought, well, we won't waste them. We're hungry people. We lived up pan. We were quite poor. So we went and decided that we were going to get some apples. So my mate Shane, his mum, gave us this great big Christmas bag, and it was huge. It was like a bin bag. So you just imagine, we were probably about 12 or 13. We filled this bin bag up. We went late at night, we hung a torch from the tree, the top of the tree, and then we just, you know, we just stripped this tree bare of its apples. Now, I know you're big on discipline, and you're looking at me horrified there, Josh. Okay? We didn't kill anybody. We didn't hurt anybody. It's all going to go to waste, and it wasn't going to go to waste anymore. Anyway, we got them all filled up in this bag, and then we couldn't move the bag because it was that heavy. It was like a sack of potatoes there, and us being only 12, 13, we weren't going to lug that all the way home. So we borrowed a wheelbarrow.
Oh, my God.
Borrowed.
It gets worse.
We took it back. We borrowed a wheelbarrow. We took all of our apples back, and we split them 50-50, and then we had stewed apple for the next 12 months, which I can't eat anymore. So I'm cured. I've never scrumped since. We did get a few plants, which are nice as well. Anyway, that's what we would do.
Yeah.
But it just made me think of the things that we don't do anymore. And there are so many. Now, I've set you some tasks this morning. We are going to talk about ways to keep cool, the best ways to keep cool in this hour. But we just the things that your mum, your dad is, he would be slightly younger than me. I would imagine your dad's around 40-ish.
Well, he's in his 40s, but yeah.
Okay. And your dad around 40, I've never met your dad, but I've met Josh's dad, around 40-ish?
49, yeah.
So he's roughly my age then.
Yeah.
So he's, because I'm, yeah, a little bit older than that. So some of the things that they would have done, your mum and dad would have done, that you don't do now, but we would have done, and it would have been kind of normal. Mm. So can you think, let's come to you first, Max.
I would have said, listen to, like, just sit and listen to the radio all day.
Okay.
Sort of thing.
Don't they do that anymore then?
No, not all day.
No, that's probably... Because let's be honest, we'd have listened to that, we'd have made it... Because it wouldn't have been that much choice, would there, back then? Radio 1, Radio 2, that was about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, going way back before when I was a child, we didn't have a telly.
Okay.
That's a long way back. Yeah.
Didn't have a telly, so you had to make your own entertainment.
We did.
Okay, so what else? What have you got, Josh? What did you come up with?
When people used to go to clubs and party.
Clubs and party, yeah. On the island now, well, it's just... I think that new club opened up at the weekend, didn't it?
It did.
And it was really busy outside.
Was it?
When we walked by, I think we did one of our walks again.
Yeah.
So it's a great time to go scrumping. I'm going to, you know, tie in a walk and do some scrumping at the same time. You know, cut out the middleman. You know, it's save a hell of a lot of
Take
time.
Take a bag with
was,
you, then.
Was busy, yeah, not too big a bag.
No.
Although I'm bigger and stronger these
You've
days.
You've got Lucy with you.
Yes.
You've
yes.
got to do it together.
We could just take a wheelbarrow around. Just go straight to it. You see us walking about around town with a wheelbarrow,
with
you know what we're up to. We're waiting for it to go dark. We're going to pick the biggest, juiciest apples we can find, and we're having them. We're scrumping them. So, you mentioned club in there. There's only one club on the island, whereas you go back 1980s, 1990s, there were quite a few clubs. Yeah. In the 80s, there was a, would you believe, how, go on, have a guess how many nightclubs there were on the island back in the 1980s. This is the little old Isle of Wight. How many nightclubs?
I would have said at least...
25.
I'd say 13.
13 and 25. There was about 40-odd nightclubs.
Yeah.
In a variety of towns. You know, Shanklin probably had about 4 or 5, maybe 6. Newport had about 4 or 5. When you count the boat along here, 2 nightclubs on it, you had 2 B's, you had Booker T's, you had the other thing that shut down a little while ago, Chicago Rock and all that kind of stuff. Honestly, the list is endless. You go into Ryde and there was umpteen in Ryde. There's probably about 3 or 4 on the seafront. Then you had about 2 or 3 round by Tesco. You know, they were all over the place. There was even a nightclub in Ventnor.
Where do the people go now, then?
I don't know. Maybe you should ask your grandchildren. If they go out clubbing, where do they go now, apart from the new place? Where do they go? I mean, I think most of them go to the mainland now.
Yeah.
So clubbing, that was definitely on the list. I don't do that anymore. What else can we say? There's I've written this down, but I've written it down very, very quick. Well, we were talking about TV channels. We were talking about how many, you know. But the one thing that your mum and dad would probably have had to do when they were your age, and that was get up, out of the chair, walk across the room and change channel, or turn the volume up.
Yes.
or adjust the telly a little in any shape or form. They would have to get up out of the sofa and do that. Look at Josh's face. He's horrified.
But the next thing after that, we had a lead. Do you remember having something on a lead that you had? And you could do it like a remote control on a lead.
Right.
We had that. Do you not remember having that before the actual remote control?
I do, but it would only be about 6 feet long.
Yeah,
everybody
would be tripping over this lead. And, oh, don't, because the telly will go off.
Yeah, we had one of those. Yeah. We had, a video recorder, which brings us on to something else. I mean, you would set the video to watch your programmes.
Yeah.
You would go in at the time. When you think of all the stuff that we've got now, the technology that we've got, it would have been far more complicated to actually pick up your video controls and set your video controls so that it would tape channel 3 between 8 and 9, and then you'd be able to go back and watch that programme.
Yeah.
What do we do now? If we got Sky or anything else that we can record, we just click a button and say we want to record that. We don't have to set the time or anything like that. We just go through the timer. It's like having a radio times on your television.
Yeah.
You flick through next Friday, click a button, and that records. This thing, you'd have to go into the back end of it, work out how to, and make sure you hit timer record. There was always a thing called timer record, and if you didn't hit that, it wouldn't record. You got no chance to record. So that has kind of changed the way we. And what would have happened is years ago, your dad would have probably had to set the video control because women weren't intelligent enough to work out what was what back then. They're super intelligent now.
It's changed.
I'm joking, by the way. I'm being facetious, but honestly, most men would do that. Most men would have the controls. I don't know what it is. It's about the controls. Who holds the controls in your house?
Well, it's sort of in the middle. You know, we both sort of... mind you, very often he's watching the telly in the other room. I'm watching the telly in the other room.
Yeah, but he don't know how to work it anyway,
does
he?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't know how to work the... to see a programme that we haven't seen. I can't think what it's called now. Preview or whatever it is. He doesn't know how to work that.
Mm.
And if he wants to turn over onto the next station, he will turn on it with the number. He doesn't know how to get the what's it up. He says he's not interested. He says that's what you're here for.
I think that's really funny. It's just... So whenever he wants to change channels, he's got to ask you, really, isn't it?
I was in bed one night. I went to bed for him. He called me, can you help me? I want to change the channel.
Mm.
Oh, he don't know how to work the DVD player. He hasn't got a mobile phone. He can't work the iPad.
See, do you obviously have DVD players.
Yeah.
You've used them. But in the next generation of youngsters, they won't have to use those. Because you just won't have to. So when we have this conversation in 20 years' time, and we say videos, there's going to be, in a few years' time, there's going to be kids your age sat there looking at me as if to say, you're talking about videos. Videos?
Do you remember the cassette tapes?
VHS.
That we used to play in a cassette recorder. Our music was all on the tapes.
Yeah, music cassettes. Much taller than the video cassettes. Not VHS. Oh, there's some there, just there. Yeah, have you ever used them?
Yeah.
Have you used them to record stuff?
Not to record.
No, look, horror in his voice. Not to record.
Yeah.
Not to record. Who does that?
Who used to?
What we used to do years ago is we would be listening to the top 40. Do you remember the top 40?
Mm.
They still have a top 40 now. And we would, we would. I mean, me, I would listen to the whole thing. I would take the whole thing and wouldn't worry. But certain people would be there when they're playing the top 40 and they're playing their song. And they'll say, and now at number 6, it will be ABBA and Take a Chance on Me. And you would then click your pause button so you just get the song and not the person talking. And that's what people used to do with that. Nowadays, you've got all this machinery. We can take that out and edit and so on and so on, as you found out this week. But people used to take the time and the trouble to record something on a cassette and sit there waiting for the song to finish and try and press the pause button before Tony Blackburn would say, and that was ABBA and Take a Chance on Me. That's what we used to do. That's what your parents probably would have done all those years ago, but you're looking at that as if to say... That is so sad.
Have you ever used a phone box? Gone into a phone in a phone box?
Gone into one.
Gone into a phone box and used the phone.
Yeah, used the phone. Not just shouting from the room.
If I had any money, then yeah, I probably would.
Well, yeah, I've managed to get like £5 out of it by pressing the button.
Oh, you go in pressing the buttons to see if anybody's left money in there, don't you? Because we used to do that.
So you have been into a public phone booth, but not to make a phone call?
Yeah.
To rob it?
Yeah.
To steal.
To steal. You know there's cameras in those things, don't you? There are the cameras. Have a look next time you go in. There's like a CCTV. It's only very small, but there's a camera.
You see, we never had CCTV then. This is a new thing, isn't it?
It's everywhere.
It's all over now.
Absolutely everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw a lady that used to run the old the old Mountbatten Hospice Fund inside.
Yeah.
I can't think of her name now. I saw her yesterday.
Yeah, I know the one.
She was Eels, Karen Eels.
Yeah.
Lovely Karen Eels. Yeah, yeah. She was somewhere yesterday where she was working in her office for a new company now.
Oh, right.
And she nipped across the road and to borrow some paper from HTP.
Yeah.
Coming back after nicking the paper, because I said to her, I said, where you been then, helping yourself to paper, carrying a big tablet of paper around? She says, she told me the story. She said, I've just been in there and I was just going to run out of paper, so I'll come across here, get some in there, and going back to the office now to print a load of stuff off. I said, all of that is on CCTV.
Yeah, it will be.
So you've stolen a whole tablet worth of paper and that is all. She said, is it really? I said, yeah, look up there, there's a camera.
Ooh.
Oh, crikey, so there is. And she tried to hide it behind her back. You wouldn't have had to worry about that. Your parents wouldn't have had to worry about that years ago. This stuff is going on.
You see, if they had CCTV now, we couldn't go scrumping. We'd have to be very careful.
We would. We'd have to wear balaclavas. So we've done the TV channels. We've done the amount of TV. We haven't done the amount of TV stations.
Oh, no. We had one to start with, two to start with, wasn't it? Then it gradually went up to three.
It was BBC,
BBC
One.
BBC One only, yeah. I think we used to have the old test card come up all the time, wasn't it? We used to think it was wonderful.
Honestly,
black and white, yeah.
Your parents would have been told to go to bed.
Yeah, and then wasn't it like 10 o'clock, then the actual TV would shut off and it would just be one white dot in the middle.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Oh, yes.
It would.
Yes.
You'd have the national anthem would play.
Yes,
and then there'd be a test card thing and there'd be a dot in the middle. And then you might have even got a... all night long, telling you to go to bed. So your mum and dad would have been told to go to bed by the television.
There's something else I don't think they do now, where they always used to... In the cinema, when the film finished, they used to play the national anthem.
Did they?
And everybody used to have to stand up.
Wow.
Yeah, this is, and then gradually people started to rush out quick, so they didn't have to. Yeah, don't you remember that?
Yeah, I kind of do. I kind of remember my mum, because my mum used to be an usher.
Yeah, they used to stand up at the very end to do a national anthem. Yeah.
Okay, we've moved. See how things are changing? We've moved into the cinema. We've moved into the cinema.
Yeah.
Do they still have usherettes? Do they still have those people that come out and sell ice creams halfway through?
So. No, they don't, do they?
Do you remember? Now, your mum and dad would have gone to the cinema when they were courting each other, if that's a technical term.
I think they still have the ice cream guy in Ride.
Do they?
I think.
Where he would come out and it would be like something thrown over his shoulder and he'd have like a thing in front of him.
Do they know what courting means?
See?
Do you know what courting means?
No.
Would you like to explain, Shirley?
Isn't courting where you... You're basically taking someone out for a date and you're like basically trying to woo them.
Yeah. That's right. We always used to call it courting then.
Yeah.
We don't anymore.
You won't be courting now.
No. They're just
going out.
Go out with anybody.
out.
Yeah.
So you saying now that they're still doing that? Then they're doing this in Ride, the old fashioned way, where so you still can go in, watch the film, and halfway through there'd be an intermission. I mean, there's not... You know, when was the last time you went to see a film and there was an intermission?
No, they don't.
They don't, but they still sell you... They come out halfway through, intermission, come on, ice creams.
That's right.
Have you ever been to Ride, or has it been to the... Because if you go to the other one, the one just across the road there, that never happens. You don't have a break.
You just nip
out. I've never had one of the intermissions. That only really happens, like, plays or something, and then they come out with the ice creams.
Yeah.
Since I've ever seen it.
So that's changed.
Yeah, like Shankly Theatre, they come out with the ice creams there, don't they?
See, I would much rather watch the film all the way through. How about you guys? Would you want a break halfway through? I mean, bearing in mind, you can have a toilet break.
Yeah, because otherwise you're missing part of the movie when you go to the toilet when it's no break.
Yeah.
I think it depends how intense the film is, because if you're in the middle of a really intense scene, then you don't exactly want it to stop halfway through and then lose the intensity that was building and the tension, and then just go back to...
You're so right. The last time I experienced an intermission in a film, I was watching, Schindler's List.
Oh, I watched that.
Schindler's List is about 2.5 hours.
Yes.
And people that know me, I can't sit still for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I can't sit still for half an hour.
That was a long film.
I say films, they have to be 90 minutes end of. That's too, otherwise, it's too long. It's a job, otherwise. And I'm sat there watching this film, and I think it's the most amazing film ever. And I'm sat there and I'm intense, and all of a sudden, halfway through, intermission, the curtains come across, intermission, they come out and sell you lovely ice creams. Hang on a minute, you just shot a child from about 200 yards, and we've just watched her bleed to death. And now you want to sell me an ice cream? Let's hope it's not a raspberry Mivy.
Hey. Do you know what, Ian? That's the only film I've seen at the very, very end where everybody was quiet, and they walked out quietly.
Yeah.
You know, people are usually chattering, aren't they? But everybody, it was, well, such a wonderful film, yeah.
Brilliant film, but intermissions, we don't do those,
we couldn't have done
although
with that.
We do in Ride.
I think, I'm not sure on that, though.
Mm.
All right, then, so we've done taping music, we've done scrumping, we've done TV channels, and how many channels there were. I mean, my memory serves me right, there was the BBC One first, then BBC Two may have come along then before ITV, but there was three channels come 1982. Yeah. In 1982, there was only... three channels, three. Just imagine having to watch three channels, and it was closing down because that's what we used to do at about 20 past 10 or whenever it was during the week, especially.
Yeah.
They used to call it closed down, so it's oi, go to bed, basically, closed down, and then they would have this test card, and so on. Now they've got TV stations through the night, so many but then back then it was three, and they used to have college TV. So in the morning on a Sunday, for about the first 3 hours, you get up and it was like college TV.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just thinking, there may be people trying to get through to us on the phone. Unfortunately, because of our desk hasn't been plumbed in, not properly, it hasn't been all finished yet, you can't. So, you know, you can phone us off air, but we can't put you on air for the time being. Hopefully we're going to put that, sort all those wires out between now and next week.
But, you know, we
week.
Thought the television was wonderful, didn't we?
Yeah.
When we first had it, absolutely wonderful. Just sit there glued to it.
I can see you being glued to it now. You know, I can see me being glued to it back then.
Yeah, but then thought it was great.
But then it was like when the college thing, because and then in the afternoon, they always used to have before the news, about 1:15-ish, Watch with Mother.
Yes.
You'd never do that. Your parents would have sat down.
Yeah.
My mum would have sat down with me, and we would have watched Mungo, Mary and Midge for about 15 minutes. You don't do that now. Not Watch with Mother. Because they've got their own channels, you can sit your kids in front of it all day, every day. We don't have to sit with you.
And also, families. I know it can't be helped these days, but families very rarely sit round the table and have a meal together.
Well, let's find out.
We always had that when we were little.
Let's find out. Mealtime. Mealtime in Josh's house. Tea time.
Tea time, we always sit at the table together. Sometimes outside because obviously it gets hot, but usually we just sit around the regular table and just wait for everyone to come round.
So you, your mum?
Yeah.
Dad?
Yeah.
Family?
Yeah, sister and brother if he was still here, but he's gone to mainland.
Which is great. Great to hear. Yeah. Really great. I'm not surprised at all, because from what I know about you, you are... family's quite important in your house. Mm. You're all quite close and you all do those things. And you're all fairly... I mean, we're going to talk about discipline tomorrow, and you've got a very mature attitude when it comes down to discipline and respect. And you know that's I'm paying you a compliment now, by the way. But that is that's nice to hear. And if there were more families, more people like you, we probably wouldn't have half the problems we have got. Mm. Now let's talk to the riffraff now and see what happens. No, I'm joking. So Max, what do you do? Tea time all around the table?
At my dad's on the mainland, we'd sit around the table every night. But on the island, we just go up with my mum. We just go up into our rooms and eat.
Okay, you're very quiet there. You need to either get close to that microphone or raise those levels a bit.
Yeah, well...
Get angry. Get frustrated.
No, we just we go up into our room because our table's just flocked with stuff on it, so we don't really sit down together.
So your table's full... Your dining table has got loads of stuff on it?
Yeah. Because we don't have room.
Oh, don't tell Josh. He'll be coming around and stripping it all off. And I'll be fighting you to do that as well. Come on, let's sort this family out. You sound a bit of a mess. Let's sort this family out. Look, clear the table.
The trouble is so many mums have to go out to work and it's
absolutely
different. It can't be done. Some families just cannot sit down together.
No, absolutely. You know? I get that. And I know that, you know, we live in a world now where the wage that a mum would have to earn is very, very vital, very, very important.
Yeah.
So it becomes more and more difficult.
But, it does become harder.
I just think we're, you know, you can see the benefits. I mean, you know, Josh is kind of not riffraff, and I'm joking, I'm pulling your leg. But you can see the benefits. That old saying of family that's eats together stays together.
Yeah. And what about Sunday dinner? Do you always have a Sunday roast?
Yeah. Not always.
No, we always did. Every Sunday, when we were little.
But your Sunday roast would have been at lunchtime.
Yes, yes.
And do you have a Sunday roast at lunchtime
now? It's normally at lunchtime.
Really?
Wow.
Not too many people do that.
No.
And I'm kind of sad that we don't do it, because we got into the habit of not doing it, and yet when we were kids, we used to have a Sunday roast all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Is it because we work across a 7-day week now? Mm. People are working longer.
Well, the shops never used to be open on the Sunday, did they?
Do you reckon that might have something to do with it?
No shops open. And we used to have half-day closing.
Mm. But you should go back to the Sunday. Would the shops... Because the shop we used to live on Pan, it used to shut at 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
So you used to go down there, get all your papers, do what you've got to do, and then there'll be no shops open from 12 o'clock onwards.
Well,
other shops in the town would not open, and they didn't start doing that until about 1990.
No, they were never open. And we used to have to go to church, Sunday school and that then, you see.
Yeah. But there's another thing we can add to the list. Your mum and dad wouldn't have done shopping on a Sunday.
No.
They wouldn't have been able to do shopping on a Sunday.
Because there'd be no shops open.
And I'm really surprised that you do a Sunday roast, because I don't know too many people that will. Even though pubs are offering it, and people do go and have a Sunday roast, for some reason, we probably have a roast of a tea time rather than lunchtime. Which I've always said to the wife, I don't get, and I'd much rather go back to having a Sunday roast at a lunchtime. But then you find yourself pigging out, and then what did people go back in time? What would your mum and dad would have done in the afternoon? Dad would have probably fallen asleep. Gone for a walk, maybe?
I think, we used to go to Sunday school in the morning. We all had to go, all five of us, all in our best clothes, which we only had two sets of clothes. No, three, maybe. One was school uniform, one was our Sunday best, and our other bits of clothes were something else. We didn't have many clothes.
Okay.
And we used to share shoes and clothes and everything, hand-me-downs all the time. And on a Sunday, we used to have to go to Sunday school, and we used to have to go to church in the evening as well with Mum and Dad.
Right.
So I think in the afternoon we went out to play, you know, skipping and things like that, hopscotch and that, which you don't seem to see, do you?
No, you don't.
The children are all on their iPads and things.
I'll tell you something else you used to see as well. I don't know whether you're because your dad strikes me as being a decent sort, not a bit of a like me, a bit of a rogue back then. We grew up on Pan Estate as it was being built, so we used to spend most of our time as kids playing on the building site, throwing rocks at each other and having sand fights and playing he's up on the scaffolding and climbing the roofs. And I'm not kidding you, that's the sort of stuff we would do. We'd have no fear whatsoever. Any heights of any terrifies me now. When you think, crikey, you used to play on that roof. Literally, used to play on that roof.
Yeah.
And you go to any building site now and it's all enclosed.
Oh, gosh, yes.
You can't get in.
No.
Whereas before it was all open. You could just go in and help yourself to a few bricks and blocks and bucket full of sand. And what we used to do was we used to get in, and because you just used to be able to watch them put the windows in, and then they'd knock off for the day, and then we'd go in and knock all the putty out and roll it up into a big ball. For some reason that was entertaining. It was fun. Now, we used to get into trouble, you know, a fair bit. We were not rogues.
Yeah, we used to as well.
We never used to beat people up.
You know all the big hay bales that used to be in the fields? We were always out there getting them all together, making big houses and that. The poor old farmers. And I won't tell you what we used to do inside the hay bales.
I think we can guess.
And the swings. On the swing, we had some swings near our house. We used to stand up on the swings and go as high as we possibly could.
Mm.
Till we nearly went over the top. I would be horrified if I saw a child doing that now.
Do you know what? I mean, there you are. You're 15, aren't you, Josh? Mm-hmm. 15. When was the last time you went on a swing?
Yesterday.
You went on a swing yesterday?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Why?
Good for you. Went on there because you wanted to go on it, had fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
After we'd finished at the school, I just walked to the park and thought, might as well go on the swing.
And we would have gone to that same park. Okay, up there, just up here. I'm pointing up there.
Yeah.
I'm up towards Medina.
Yeah.
And we would have gone to that same park as kids, and we would have there would have been a big American swing then, which was and I don't think they have them now because they banned them. So something else your parents would have had and got on and had the ride in a park, but they banned them now. It was like an ordinary swing, but it was a big long swing with probably about, you could seat about eight people on. And it just used to go
side to side. Yeah.
And I think somebody got their face caved in because they got smacked straight in the head with this thing. So they banned it. I think they took it away. So up there, I know it's changed many times. They've got the normal swings. And then they had this big American swing. They still have a slide up there.
Yeah
but the floor was different now. Now they've got all this
rubber mats.
We have nothing. We're
dirt.
Just dirt.
Dirt and grass.
Oh, we sound as if we were really, sad, really, isn't it? But we had a wonderful life.
Well, yeah.
When we were children.
See, I look back with great fondness, really.
Well, so do I.
But you're kind of, you've missed out on a little bit. but what you don't, don't remember, you don't miss. But your parents may have told you this, and you think, I would have liked that. So in the next part, we are going to talk about fast food. We're going to talk about the ice cream man. We're going to chat a bit about milkman. We've done phone booths. And there's something else that you would have done at school. See if you can work this out. Your parents may have done at school, but you certainly wouldn't have done. Okay? Any ideas?
I was naughty at school.
Any ideas on that?
Not sure.
Not sure? Get what, sorry?
Beaten.
Get beaten? Well, you would have had they would have had the cane. Good point.
Yes.
We'll talk about more on that tomorrow because that's a part of the lunchtime social debate that you wanted to do. Your mum and dad may have had the cane or the slipper, but you're not going to have it. So there's another thing. It's all so different.
Yes,
it's changed so much. So we'll come back and we'll let you know what youngsters used to do at school that they're not allowed to do now. There's probably a whole list of things. Okay, I'm going to make a list during the commercial break, and we are going to come back in two ticks, and we're going to go through that list, okay? So join us again when we come back for the lunchtime social debate for part two.
www.factorsradio.com.
If you're looking for something unusual or very unique, visit the Silver Screen at the new Rembrandt Gallery in Scarrett's Lane, Newport. We have fully authenticated autographs from the world of film, music and more, some of which are very rare, including Elvis Presley, Marilyn Monroe, Humphrey Bogart and even a Buzz Aldrin. All of the pieces are professionally framed and beautifully presented, and they come with a certificate of authentication endorsed by Aftel. We also have original cinema posters, vintage prints and lots of other interesting items, all available. Come and visit us in person at the new Rembrandt Gallery, 15 Scarrett's Lane, Newport, or call 01983 529 285 or visit the new Rembrandt Gallery on Facebook.
The White Military and Heritage Museum in Northwood. The museum will excite your senses and immerse you in a world of human success over adversity. Call 01983 300037 for more details or to book your ride.
Do you need help with personal or career development, anxiety, stress, limiting beliefs? Do you want to understand about your current situation, about what really matters in your life, the choices you want to make and who you really are? Working with me, Maggie Curry, and learning to live life from the inside out will bring you more freedom, more fun and much less stress. Get in touch with me today. Maggie Curry, professional transformational coach and consultant, 01983 754 666 or email hello@maggiecurry.co.uk. If you do nothing but hope your life will change, it won't. Be certain your life will change when you work with me.
Hello, I am Android. I want to tell you about LSD. It's a show, not a life choice.
You humans will shove anything up your nose, fingers normally. Try educating yourself. LSD stands for lunchtime, social, debate. It's repeated at 10 p.m., Monday, to Thursday. You can also listen live at midday. One day androids will rule the earth. Don't ask me to say Sussex, 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 drat and double drat.
Stay social and get in touch. Give us a call on 01983 240 666.
Here we are, and welcome back. Part two. We've got Dame Shirley in the building, and we've also got Josh and Max as well. We're talking about the things and how it used to be for our parents and how different it is for a couple of 15-year-olds. We're going to go into the school now. We're going to go back to school, and we're going to say all those things that we used to do when we were at school that we don't do now. Start off with the obvious. I mean, we were allowed to play kiss chase. Did you play kiss chase at school?
Yes. Until I was about 15.
Didn't let you. Did you ever play kiss chase at school?
Primary, yeah.
In primary, you were allowed to, yeah?
Yeah, in primary.
We were allowed to then.
They make it a big thing, and then obviously they stopped it a few years ago, along with conkers.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You allowed to play conkers?
Yeah. Because where I live, there's loads of conker trees.
Right.
And me and Dad always used to collect all the conkers that had fallen from the trees.
Right.
And we always had the strongest ones. But there was one time when my brother played it with my dad, and my dad smacked his finger with a conker, and he almost broke his finger.
Really?
We used to bake them in the oven, did you?
No. And soak them in vinegar.
Yeah,
that
all
was
sorts
another
of
thing.
Things.
Soak them in vinegar, and then you'd have a killer conker then, wouldn't you? So, you're allowed to still play conkers at school? I thought they banned it.
I think the junior schools banned it.
I don't think it's banned, but it's just I don't think people just do it anymore.
Yeah,
like, they've just forgot it exists, sort of thing.
Okay. See, it would have been September-ish. Yeah. Conkers would have been out, we would have been all playing conkers. It would have been the done thing. You take the shoelace out of your brother's shoe without him knowing, tie your little conker around it, tie it in a knot so it wouldn't go through, and then you'd do that thing and you'd swing it, wouldn't you? And then you'd say, if you just tipped it, you'd say tips, so you get another go and so on. Nobody does that now. When was the last time you saw properly other people that you didn't know as someone playing conkers?
Years ago, down on Rye Beach, probably. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you don't see children in the park playing it, do you?
Mm-hmm.
What about sports days?
They still do that, yeah.
Yeah, but they don't do it in the way that they used to do it. Yeah. Like, you can't win at sports day. It's all got to be non-competitive, isn't it?
In the junior schools, it's non-competitive,
yeah. Yeah, you just got the race that you can only sort of win at.
Yeah.
It's just like the rest is like egg and spoon or just jumping over hurdles. The rest is like egg and spoon and jumping over hurdles.
All right. Do we still do egg and spoon race?
Yeah, but I think it's with like fake plastic eggs.
just to make sure it doesn't actually fall off, because otherwise if you break the egg, then that's your egg gone.
Yeah, that's but are you in teams or do you do it individually?
Individually,
yeah.
Yeah, you see at the junior school now, it's got to be teams. You know, it's not competitive at all.
It's changed, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It really has. It really has changed. I'm not sure whether it's changed for the better or not. Would you rather have competitive sports days?
Yeah. More fun.
Yeah.
Because exams, they're competitive.
But I think they've got to learn to be competitive as well.
Yeah, I do as well. Yeah. I really do as well. So you did play kiss chase, so I got that wrong, but you had to stop it when you got to, how old were you? See, I carried it on, so I was a slow learner.
He still does it now, I suppose.
It disappeared in like year six.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone else has to stop, but they didn't tell me. I just carried on. I thought we were playing kiss chase again. No, go away, you idiot. Okay, so when was the last time you bought an ice cream from an ice cream man in a van? Because that's what they used to call him, wasn't it? Ice cream man. And the ice cream man, he'd be in a van, well, and he'd come round and he'd play that music.
Used to come round the streets, but yeah, they don't go around the streets playing the music anymore, do they?
I don't know whether they're playing the music or the tune anymore. I see him about you now
can,
and again.
Yeah, you can go to a fete or something like that,
yeah,
and there'll be an ice cream van then. But I don't think they go around the streets anymore.
No, I don't think they do. They used to play this tune, and we used to run and follow this ice cream van. I'm pretty sure it knew we were behind it, and it would just carry on two streets and miss
but
us out.
I can remember my mum saying that they play the music to say they haven't got any ice cream left.
Yeah, that's what your mum was wicked, wasn't she? For saying that. And then, as I say, they play the tune because then all the kids would go, oh, ice cream, ice cream, oh, ice cream, ice cream.
But now we've all got them in the freezers, haven't we?
Yeah. Yeah, so we don't. So when was the last time you bought an ice cream from an ice cream man that played the tune and you followed? Just imagine. Here we go. Oh, see, ice cream. Ice cream man. Ice cream. Mum, ice cream. Have ice cream. No. And she always, they always come around just before tea and she'd say,
yes,
no, you just got to have your tea. Ice cream.
Oh, it was always on a Monday. A Monday afternoon we had our ice cream man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was a real treat for us.
Okay, well, I don't remember buying an ice cream. I can't. It was so long ago that we had an ice cream man. Oh, I tell you when. When my son would have been young,
yeah,
and we were living at Elvington Manor View.
Well, that's 20-odd years ago.
Yeah, somebody would have come up in an ice cream van there and played the music.
Yeah,
and he would have come in and said, "Ice cream, ice cream, Dad." Yeah. Mum would have said, no, you're just going to have your tea. And all our staff didn't say, so ask me, and I'd say, yeah, of course you can, Sam.
But now, we just have an ice cream where we want to, don't we?
We do.
Well, I do.
You do?
Yeah, do you? You
yeah,
boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it would have meant something back then, wouldn't it?
It was special.
It would have meant you'd have conned the money out of your mum to go to the ice cream man
We didn't have freezers to keep our ice cream.
Those little ice cream. Do you remember those little ice, those little things in the top? You'd have like a little section, wouldn't you? In the top of your fridge, you'd have like a little drawer, a little thing that would probably house your ice cubes and about two ice creams.
And now we think we've all got big freezers full with food.
Yeah.
What did we do with that? We had a larder.
A larder?
A larder, which we used to keep our food. Do you know what a larder is?
No, look at them. No. Your grand definitely would have put food in a larder. Which is like a cupboard that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All these things that you've missed out on. I would say you've missed out on that at all.
Yeah, but we didn't know any different, did we?
You'd have probably eaten piccalilli as well and things like that. Do you eat piccalilli now? My wife said to me yesterday, I made myself a sandwich for lunch. I had some cheese and piccalilli. I said,
I don't like piccalilli.
Are you sure?
Mm.
Have you ever had piccalilli?
I think I've had it once.
Yeah, once is generally enough.
Do you know, if we had to go back tomorrow, how we were when we were little, wouldn't it be difficult?
Yeah.
You know, not being able to have an ice cream when we want them and things, you know.
But we would have that would have been an exciting moment when the ice cream van comes
around. Oh, gosh, it was.
And you know, you'd be looking at your watch thinking, your little Timex watch. You'd be looking at your little Timex watch and you'd be thinking, it'd be round in a minute, it'd be round in a minute. Oh, if he leaves it another 5 minutes, I'll be going to get called in for the tea.
And our watches had proper numbers on. All of them, didn't they?
They would have done, yeah.
Yeah, they're not they like, yeah, proper numbers.
Now, look, this question is aimed at you two, okay? If you think of fast food, just come on, let's rattle off the fast food in your area that you've had in the last few years, the stuff that you may have had.
KFC.
Subway, McDonald's,
Burger King.
Like something on Ride High Street, probably.
Something like what? Or pizza? Pizza? Domino's?
Yeah, Domino's, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
A chippy.
Yeah. All right, okay. Do you want fast food when I was growing up?
Fish and chips.
Yeah.
That was it?
Yeah.
Fish and chips. McDonald's never arrived until 1986. That one in Newport was the first McDonald's, the first burger place as well, by all accounts. Proper burger place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1986 that turned up. You know, I was getting on a bit then. I wasn't like your age. So fast food completely passed us by. Fish and chips was a treat, but no one liked fish and chips back then.
No, we didn't have it very often.
No.
No.
May have had it on occasional Fridays, but we just didn't have fast food. And you just rattled off all them places. I'm now hungry. You've got KFC, you've got McDonald's, you've got Wimpy, you've got all those places, Domino's to get pizza. We probably had a couple of Chinese restaurants in Newport. But when you're 12, 15, you don't eat Chinese. They don't seem to be open when the pub's shut. So you're going to dip out on that as well. That's what it was like when, for us growing up. So you got it so easy. You are so incredibly lucky.
They are lucky.
I'd have killed for a KFC. I'd probably just be getting out about now. Well, no, if I had a dinosaur, kill someone for a KFC. And I just, 52, they're letting them out. And now we can eat KFC forevermore. Was it really worth it for that one KFC to be locked up in prison all your life? Probably not. But how sad it was, and how lucky you are. How incredibly lucky you are. I still see milkmen around.
No, I don't think we have them down our way anymore.
Don't think they come down here. No. When we used to live at Ryde, and we moved from Ryde in about 1999, I remember on a hot day like today, our milkman turning up, because he got later and later. They don't come around very early anymore, do
no,
they? Come around.
No.
And this guy turned up, it must have been about 11 o'clock, and it was absolutely sweltering. And it was the day when he was delivering the milk and collecting the money. So I opened the door and I looked at him, and he was like soaked in sweat. And I said, "You all right?" And he said, "Could do with a drink." So I went and got him a drink, gave him a drink, then he took my money, I gave him a tip as well. And he thought, that was probably the last that I remember having dealings with a milkman. That would have been probably around 20 years ago.
Oh, no, we had one up until about 10 years ago, I think.
Yeah?
Well, they tend to be private now. But, like, my dad's done a deal with the milkman that we have now, and he comes along and gives us a pint of milk and orange juice, but they just tend to be private now.
Right.
We get it every week with our order and put it in the fridge because it's always got a long life on the milk now that we buy.
It
wasn't before. You had to drink it on that day or else it'd go off, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But now they make it bigger containers.
While we're on the subject, we'll come back to milkman in a moment, but while we're on the subject of milk, your parents may have had to drink a bottle of milk every day at school until Maggie Thatch came along and... She was known as Maggie Thatcher, the milk snatcher.
Yes.
But the one thing I couldn't understand when they used to do that is it was always for afternoon break. So they would deliver the milk, and on a day like today, that skin,
to drink it.
That cream at the top would be so, so thick.
Couldn't get the straw in, could
we? Oh, it was horrible.
And we had to drink it.
Since then, I've not drunk milk properly. I've milk in tea. Well, I don't drink tea. Milk in coffee, but only a little bit, and I don't like milky puddings or anything like that. Put me right off milk. But your parents would have probably had to have milk on a daily basis at school. Look at your face now, Josh. You're not impressed with that. Do you drink milk?
Yeah, I love milk.
You love milk?
We used to have it in primary school, but obviously not as bad as you had it.
We didn't have fridges, you see.
It was horrible. Horrible.
When it was frozen and they pushed the lid out the top.
They come with those. See, the other thing, when your mum and dad, when they got a pint of milk back then, they would have had the silver top, gold top.
Yeah.
Little things.
And the blue tits would have been around, picking at the top.
You don't have that now, do you? Or, to be honest, what do they deliver now, milkman? Do they deliver it in cartons?
No, they do it in...
They still do it in jars.
Yeah, still do it in glass
bottles. Do they?
Silver tops.
There's silver tops as well?
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, crikey. So you say you've done a deal with the milkman, so you're having milk delivered?
Yeah.
Which is lovely. I think, you know, maybe we should go back to those old times as well. Maybe it will relieve the stress in, you know, on the roads. Oh, I've got to nip out. I've got to get in the car and go down to the supermarket, get some milk or some orange juice. And what else would they have on there? There's some magical
bread
stuff on
sometimes,
the back. Bread and
didn't
stuff
they?
Like that.
Yeah.
Instead of everyone going crazy because, just say, for instance, a bank holiday. Oh, we've got to go to the supermarket and clear it of all of its stuff. Okay, so we've done taping music using cassettes. We've done clubbing, we've done fast food, the ice cream man, the milkman as well. Because they used to be on a milk float. They would always have a milk float, didn't they?
Yeah.
And do you know what? This is kind of sums up the whole thing about what we're discussing here and how it's changed. Has it changed for the better? In some ways, yes. And in some ways, definitely no. I remember it was probably about March 1977, and we had, or probably January, February, March, when we had some snow, and that snow lasted for months, and the roads. I remember a road up Staplers. It was called Blackberry Lane.
Yeah.
And they had snow, and it drifted, and it covered the whole lane. It was only like a little lane, but it covered. The snow was at the top of the hedges, and that it was still halfway up the hedge 3 months later. It was so cold. We used to have cold winters then. But that the first lot of snow we had was really, really deep, and we lived right at the top of Pan. And on that day that it really, really snowed, did we get a milk delivery that day? Of course we did. Because what they did, they put the chains on the wheels so they could get it could go through the snow. You wouldn't get that nowadays, would you?
No.
Would you? It's snow, right? You're not getting any milk today. Sorry, you're not getting any milk.
It's like having your paper delivered. People don't have papers delivered anymore, do they?
Well,
or they don't buy papers.
They do. It's usually just the old people and the teens do paper rounds.
He's having a go, Shirley. He's calling you old.
No,
I heard him. He said old people like you,
Shirley.
I know.
He looked at me.
He's not as nice as Josh, is he?
Oh, they're both lovely boys. Stop being nasty.
Josh wouldn't have said that. Josh wouldn't have said that. He's been brought up. Not dragged up. So he sits around the table as a family. Sorry, Max. What were you saying?
No, but a lot of people read the paper on their internet now, don't they? On their iPads.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Yeah.
So did you do a paper round? Have you done a paper round?
I've done one before, yeah.
Okay.
It's just you go around with a little orange bag and you just put paper.
I know what it is.
Well, yeah.
But less and less, you see less and less paper boys.
Yeah.
Because I think a little while ago they said you've got to be a certain age to do a paper round.
Yeah, probably.
And it's kind of sad. I started mine when I was about 11 years old. Didn't bother me. You know, but nowadays it's all this where you used to be able to go into a pub and wash up, but now you've got to be of a certain age and you've got to be like locked away from certain things. Hot water, you're not allowed to be anywhere near hot water and things like that. They've made it so ultra, ultra safe, which is a good thing, which is a, you know, health and safety for children, best thing ever. But at the same time, if you're going to stop a child from, you know, being able to do a paper round, earn a few pound and get himself a little bit more streetwise, you know, I think that's not quite such a good thing. I think it kind of puts people off work as well. Just think, if you were doing a paper round at the age of 12, you would kind of get that work ethic into you before you actually go into a proper workplace.
Yeah.
If you don't deliver that paper, you don't get paid for it. It's as simple as that. And that kind of mentality needs to rub off on many youngsters.
Yeah.
But if we don't let people do it, we won't, because we wrap them up in cotton wool.
What about Guy Fawkes? We always used to make a guy and go around the doors or sit down the street to collect pennies. Did you used to do that?
No.
You didn't?
No, you say £1.50 for the guy. Slightly different time, Shirley.
Did you not make guys?
You ever made a guy?
No.
Do you know what a guy is?
No.
How things have changed. Your mum and dad would have done that, but you haven't done it. It's lost. It's lost forever. It's gone.
Yeah.
They would have made a guy out of old clothes and straw and put hats on him and shirts and things like that. And they would have stood in the street and they would say, £1.50 for the guy, mister. So then they could go and buy some fireworks and have a firework party.
And then we used to put the guy on top of the bonfire.
Yeah. With all your dad's old clothes.
Yeah.
That's what we used to. See, look at their little faces. They
haven't lived, have they?
You haven't lived. But that's what they used to do. And I say, your parents may have done that, they may have been involved, or they may have been around people that would have done it, but it's gone. It's gone forever, because we'll never get that back again.
But we don't say the good old days, do we? Not really. Some people do.
Well, they were the good old days, weren't they?
They were, yeah.
Were they the good old days, or would you want them back? Seriously, would you like to go back in a time capsule and say, right, I want everything to be as it was when I left here in 1965 or whenever?
I don't know. 1965?
TV would have been easy.
Yeah.
Your larder would have been full.
Yeah, yeah.
It would have been all these complications, all the stress in your life, the fact that you're badgered and bugged on Facebook, your phone keeps ringing, the text keeps going, too many blooming emails. I can't keep up with all these emails. Oh. Would you like to go back? When life was simpler.
Some things, yes. I think some things, yeah.
Sunday roast meant Sunday roast.
Yeah, yeah.
The milkman used to come, rain, sleet, snow.
To the old money as well, because that was easier to work out.
Old money?
The old money.
Never got the hang of that. I'm glad that changed. That's a lot easier now than it was. I bet your parents would say that as well.
I never
got that two bob bit and stuff like that. Hey, look, we've got to go. Say goodbye. Say goodbye. Stand by.
This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.